This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the realities of the global energy market, oil specifically, is that it is really, really finely balanced. Globally, we pump, give or take, 100 million barrels of crude a day. Globally, we use, give or take, 100 million barrels of crude a day, which is why a report this week from the International Energy Agency is worth taking a moment to review. The IEA says global oil demand is expected to grow by about 2.2 million barrels a day this year. The usual suspects, of course, right? Summer travel, energy consumption to cool homes and businesses, and often overlook the production of plastics and other petrochemicals. But the IEA also says demand next year might not grow as fast. That puts the agency at odds with another entity that tracks the market pretty closely that you might have heard of, OPEC, which expects demand to stay pretty consistent. Marketplace's Henry Epp sorts it all out.
Whether or not countries keep growing their demand for oil really depends on the health of their overall economies. And in the U.S. and Europe, that health is still tied to central banks' continued fight against inflation, says Matt Smith, a lead analyst at Kepler.
If we see these interest rate hikes really starting to slow the economy, push things into a recession, then yeah, by all means, you could see demand growth turn negative.
Though at least in the U.S., that hasn't happened yet. But even if it does and oil demand drops here and in Europe, that's just part of the picture, Smith says.
The consistent theme is that the lion's share of oil demand growth is coming from emerging markets.
Like from China, which is driving demand right now for fuel, electricity, and chemical manufacturing, says Ellen Wald, a fellow at the Atlantic Council. But she says it's not experiencing the gangbusters economic recovery that some analysts predicted earlier this year.
In fact, it's kind of limping around and maybe happening in short bursts or not at all.
Whether or not China's economy picks up will have a huge impact on oil markets in the months ahead, she says. And there's one more factor that the IEA cites in its prediction for slowing demand next year, the growth of electric vehicles. But Tom Tseng, an assistant professor of energy finance at Texas Christian University, is not buying it.
They're not being sold at the clip that the manufacturers would expect. You know, we're seeing discounts by Tesla and others. And so I don't give a lot of credence to EVs having big impact on less demand in 2024.
In fact, says Ellen Wald at the Atlantic Council, the growth of EV manufacturing could boost the demand for things made with oil.
So you need petrochemicals for the coating on the windows. You need it to make plastics that make things lighter.
So in the short term, it's likely not a question of whether oil demand will grow, but by how much. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.